Welcome back to the lab. Sources have been removed from this recording for compatibility with listening. Visit quantumdisciple.com to view the sources in detail. I've spent 25 years in the classroom teaching computer science, researching quantum computing and artificial intelligence, but I have spent even longer auditing the source code of the human soul. I look at worldviews the way a developer looks at an old inherited code base. I am searching for the bugs, the infinite loops, and the ultimate design intent. As a Christian with 100% Ashkenazi Jewish roots, I approach this not as a confrontation, but as a conversation over coffee. I am not here to slap you with the Bible. I am here to perform a rigorous logic audit. We are going to look at the world's major faith systems to see which one actually passes a systems check. As the scripture says, quote, test everything, hold on to the good, end quote. Section 1.0, the Dharmic group, the cycles of energy. These systems originated in India and view time as a loop, not a linear line. The goal is often to escape the hardware cycle entirely through the logic of cause and effect. Section 1.1, Hinduism, the distributed database. Hinduism is a beautiful ancient search for truth. While it presents thousands of gods, these are essentially different user interfaces for one ultimate reality called Brahman. The goal is moksha, which is logging off from the reincarnation cycle, where karma, your action and reaction logic, dictates your reboot parameters. We honor this tradition's deep intellectual commitment to the unseen reality. Section 1.2, Buddhism, the self-deleting operating system. Buddhism focuses on debugging the human experience of suffering. It does not focus on an admin or God. It focuses on the attachment bug. Nirvana is the state of zero. It is the total extinction of desire where the individual self ceases to process data, effectively ending the loop of pain. Section 2.0, the Abrahamic group, the contract. These systems view time as a linear arrow moving from a creation event to a final system audit or judgment. Section 2.1, Judaism, the Sinai Protocol. This is the heritage I share and honor deeply. A religious Jew lives by a specific contract with God. The focus is tikkun olam, repairing the world, through obedience to 613 laws. It is about restoring the hardware here on earth through the foundational code of the Torah. It is a system of profound historical and logical weight. Section 2.2, Islam, the submission firewall. Islam is a system of absolute discipline and order. We honor our shared journey toward the God of Abraham. In this architecture, God is a single core processor known as Tawhid. He is absolute and indivisible. Access to the garden is based on the final audit of the scales, weighing your credits or good deeds against your debits. Section 3.0. The Christian ecosystem. The intervention. Christianity is built on the claim that the architect entered the simulation to fix the human compliance error. It is the only intervention-based system in the audit. Section 3.1, Catholicism, the centralized server. This architecture relies on faith plus works plus tradition. The system is managed through a central authority, focusing on a lifelong process of sanctification. It utilizes sacraments as tangible means of grace. These act as conduits of divine energy to prepare the user for the home server. Section 3.2, Protestantism, the open source model. This model focuses on faith alone. It believes the full version of salvation is a gift that cannot be earned by user performance. It was paid for entirely by the developer. The goal is a direct, personal connection with the admin through the finished work of Christ. Section 4.0, the extension packs. Section 4.1, Mormonism or Latter-day Saints. This system accepts the Bible, but adds a significant extension pack, the Book of Mormon. They believe in eternal progression, where users can eventually upgrade to a godlike status themselves through continuous system updates and temple ordinances. Section 5.0, Comparative Logic Audit. one-stop review, let us look at the summary of the logic across these systems. System one is Hinduism. The bug is ignorance of oneness. The solution is karma and yoga. The log off is a reincarnation reboot. System two is Buddhism. The bug is desire and attachment. The solution is the Eightfold Path. The log off is nirvana or reaching zero. System three is Judaism. The bug is disobedience to the law. The solution is the covenant and the commandments. The log off is earthly restoration. System four is Islam. The bug is pride and rebellion. The solution is the five pillars. The log off is the garden, determined by the scales. System five is Christianity. The bug is system corruption. The solution is grace, which is the developer's fix. The log off is heaven, acting as the whitelist. Section 6.0. Conclusion. The unified audit. Humanity is collectively trying to solve the crash. Most religions tell you to work harder to fix the hardware yourself. That is a user side approach. Christianity is the only system claiming the developer has already performed the fix and is simply waiting for you to accept the update. As a scientist, I have looked at the data. I do not want a fair trial based on my own buggy performance. I want a pardon from the architect. The upgrade is available. All you have to do is reinstall and reboot. Thank you for listening. Please like and subscribe and visit quantumdisciple.com for more Christian research. Quantum Disciple out!